fiscal year.
The first one is Ocean View Historical Society. They're requesting funds to transform a 1901 Victorian era home to a coastal town museum. The cost of this project is $50,000. Last grant received was $3,000, which was $2,000 from Mr. Cole and $1,000 from Mr. Arlett.
I'd like to help with that proposal, another $2,000. Ocean View Historical Society.
I will just repeat the $3,000, $2,000 from Mr. Cole and $1,000 from myself.
We have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett, to grant $3,000 to Ocean View Historical Society for Coastal Town Museum project, being $2,000 from Mr. Cole's councilmatic account and $1,000 Mr. Arlett's. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Next.
Okay. Next one is the Delaware National Guard Youth Foundation is requesting $1,000 for their summer camp, Camp Colwell. The camp aims to assist youth in gaining an understanding of why their guard parent serves in the National Guard and to help the youth cope with stress and confusion of separation during deployment. Last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth program.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,000 to Delaware National Guard Youth Foundation for summer recreational camp, being $1,000 from a countywide youth grant. Any questions on the motion?
Yes, we can confirm that these children that are participating in this are from Sussex County? Or do we have any clarification on that?
Let me check here.
No, I'm not against, obviously.
No, I know it's, I think. Well,
it has been going on, or
it's 30, it's 30 staff, or 30 people from Sussex County, 130 participate, but this money goes to the 30.
It's been going on all weekend. It's been really active, and they've had a great time.
Okay. Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Rehoboth Beach Historical Society is requesting $5,000 to complete their second floor of its building. The purpose of the construction is to increase the exhibit area, attract more visitors, increase storage space, and accommodate additional people during their lectures. Last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Cole.
Yes. What was that? Where's that? I lost my list.
It would be the same, $2,500.
Okay. I would like to also give that same amount.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Burton, to grant $2,500 to Delaware Center for Inland Bays for cleanup efforts, Mr. Cole's Council MAC account. Questions on it? Oh.
No.
But
we're
Center.
I'm sorry. Historical
Society. Historical
Society. Historical Society, but capital campaign, $2,500.
Yes.
Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Mr. Carey. Now the Delaware Center Inland Bays.
Yes. Delaware Center for Inland Bays is requesting $3,830 for their annual Inland Bays cleanup. These funds will help to organize a spring cleanup where volunteers will be dispatched to predetermined highly impacted areas to remove accumulated debris. There have been no past grants for this initiative. Mr. Cole had placed this on the agenda. And I'm recommending $1,000, Mr. Cole.
I would be willing to give $1,000 for their annual cleanup. It's something they do every year, and it's getting more costly all the time.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. To grant $1,000 to Delaware Center for Inland Bays for cleanup efforts, Mr. Cole's
county. And it's at the James Farm, which is the property that the county does own, that we partnership with them. So it's a.
We don't make no money off that, by the way, James.
Correct.
Farm. No, we don't, but anyway.
That's a non-producing farm, yeah.
They don't have no ducks there, remember?
Any questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
What is the total amount that we give the Center for Inland Bays on an annual basis?
$25,000 annually, and then we'll contribute to capital programs. This year it's $85,000 for a phase one construction.
So it's 85 plus 25.
For this year's in 19's budget.
$110,000 in totality. And now they're seeking another
115, I guess, whatever it is. They want $3,000 to clean up the thing.
No, I'm giving them $1,000.
I said they wanted $3,000.
Yeah, that was their request.
Okay.
Any more questions?
None.
Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I don't like giving another $1,000 to an organization that's already seeking six figures from the council, but I think they do great work. I think they are a benefit for the community, and this specific issue, I will be agreeable to this.
Mr. Burton.
I'm voting in favor of this grant.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I vote yes. It's property the county owns. Anything they do on it is a benefit to Sussex County.
Also vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is the Rehoboth Beach Film Society is requesting $5,000 to help convert their multipurpose room into a 36-seat mini theater. This theater will enable them to provide additional arts programming to serve the expanding population by hosting more events. There have been no past grants for this project. Last grant received was $750 in 2014, which was $500 from Mr. Cole and $250 from Ms. Dever.
And your recommendation is?
$1,500, Mr. Cole.
Okay, I will make a $1,500 grant to the Rehoboth Beach Film Society.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $1,500 to Rehoboth Beach Film Society for mini theater and equipment repairs and upgrades. Mr. Cole's Council Mag account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I vote yes. It's at one of these off-season shoulder events that brings a lot of people to the area, and there's a significant economic benefits to the county.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is the Eastern Shore AFRAM Festival is requesting $500 to help with their operational costs of the annual festival. This festival is held in Seaford and sets out a mission to strengthen the community through cultural awareness. Last grant received was $700 from Mr. Vincent.
And they're asking for $500, correct?
Correct, yes.
So I make that motion from my account?
$500 from Mr. Vincent's account.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $500 to Eastern Shore AFRAM Festival for audio tent staging costs from my Council Mag account. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Downtown Milford. They're requesting $2,500 for their annual Ladybug Festival. The festival's goal is to showcase Downtown Milford as a place to do business for shop owners and residents. There have been no past grants to this organization. Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
Burton?
This is a festival that draws a lot of people, downtown Milford. It does straddle the line between Kent and Sussex. So my suggestion would be to grant $1,250, which would be to split it between the people that are coming to Sussex County versus the people that are coming to Kent. So my grant would be for $1,250.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole, to grant $1,250 from Mr. Burton's Council Mag account for the Downtown Milford Ladybug Festival. Questions on the motion?
Our county is larger than Kent County. You sure you don't want to give a larger amount?
Downtown Milford is actually in my district, so I'm going
there you go.
So oh. I'm going to give $1,000 on that.
You're coming to the party for $1,000?
I might be there.
He comes in style.
Don't you have, okay, whatever.
You can't imagine what I might do.
IG drives up
you
in
want
his
to, do you want to amend Mr. Burton's motion to add money to it, or are you okay with his?
Just add to it.
How much you want to add to his?
I'm going to add to his.
How much?
$1,000.
So will you second that motion, Mr. Burton?
I will.
So now our motion is we're going to grant
$2,250
to the Downtown Milford Ladybug Festival, being $1,250 from Mr. Burton's Council Mag account and $1,000 from Mr. Wilson's Council Mag account. Question on a motion.
Is that a ladybug picnic?
It could be. Could be. We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
You know what ladybugs do? Eat affidavits that's in the cornfield.
There you go.
I know they're good. They're good.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Next.
Next one is Georgetown Historical Society is requesting $10,000 for their museum rehab project. The funds will assist in putting a new roof on the historical one-room Ellis Grove Schoolhouse, as well as repairing the building's access. Last grant received was $6,000, which was $5,000 from Mr. Wilson, $500 from Mr. Burton, $500 from Mr. Cole.
I figured Mr. Cole would help us out.
No, I can't.
You can help $213.
Oh. I'll give you $213, Sam.
What do you want?
That's your uncle, George. Don't forget back.
I know it's family, but that's
how much money
right.
You want to give
him? Conflict. Wait, now, yeah, I better not give any. Mike, it might be a conflict.
Okay. How much money you want to give him, sir?
The whole amount.
I have $213.
A whole amount?
Yep.
The $10,000? Yep. Do you have $10,000?
I have $10,000.
He has $8,760.
You got $8,760.
Give it out of his own pocket.
Maybe I should get the rest out of my pocket.
Well. I'll entertain that motion. That's fine. Yeah.
I'll give $8,000.
$8,000. Okay.
Mr. Burton, you going to give $1,000?
It's
our return day program.
It's Marvel's Museum.
Is that what he's going to do?
If you want to do 1,000, you're okay?
Yes.
And they wanted 10?
They wanted 10.
And Mr. Wilson's going to give 8. Mr. Burton's going to give 1.
Uh-huh.
I'll give 1.
Okay.
I give him 10?
Yes.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton. To grant $10,000 to Georgetown Historical Society for building renovations, being $8,000 from Mr. Wilson's Council Bank account, $1,000 from Mr. Burton's account, and $1,000 from my account.
That needs to be 15 cents, right?
Questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. The Marvel Museum is a treasure for this county.
Go. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Last but not least.
Last one is they are our city of Rehoboth Beach is requesting $2,000 for the signage at to the Junction Breakwater Trail extension through Grove Park. There have been no past grants to this project. Mr. Cole placed on the agenda, and you have $2,000 available.
The Junction Breakwater Trail is a benefit to the town residents, the county residents, and visitors alike. So it's a grand slam, folks. So I will be glad to give $2,000. It's a great bike ride.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $2,000 to Rehoboth Beach for bicycle trail, Mr. Cole's Council Mag account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you.
Introduction proposed zoning ordinance. Mr. Moore, I would say one thing before we get started here.
Sure.
The first one we have has a small typo. This should be introduced to Council District 3, Mr. Burton's district, not Ms. Deaver's district.
I put a corrected one
yes.
in front of him.
Okay, because our, yes. the official record here had this.
Boy, that would have confused me when
I'm
I read
just saying.
This one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.82 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it. Burton introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Arlett's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 9.9 acres more or less.
I introduce it. Is this the first one of the new designation?
I'm not sure. I think there may have been another one that
yeah.
we did, but it's one of the first, obviously.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Mr. Arlett. Wish everybody happy 4th, right?
Yeah, why not? I was going to talk about some of the building
okay.
permit stuff, but actually I think we'll pass on today. But yes, we are off. So wish everybody a happy and safe July 4th and happy birthday, America.
Amen. Councilor comments, last call.
The reason farmers
Wilson.
Wasn't here. The reason farmer wasn't here today because they had to cut wheat, and I talked to one farmer. She said last night he's cutting wheat so bad. They had a hard time because of all this rain.
Sure.
Of course, George doesn't eat any wheat. It's wheat makes bread, so. And a lot of times, we hope put a little bread in our pockets.
I'm trying to have, I'm trying to have a gluten-free diet.
And Mike, one last comment. I'm pleased that there's $10,660 remaining in Council 5 district account that is not being spent and given back to the taxpayers.
There you go. Not back to the taxpayers.
Back to the budget to be reconsidered in another area.
No refund checks are going out.
but there you go. As confirmed by our...
Entertained motion to adjourn.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Question on a motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now